with Ryan Garbutt.
Awesome.
To bring you the Ryan Garbutt Show. So here now is the first installment of said show.
We thought we would go ahead and just say that we're doing the Ryan Garbutt Show now. This is our first trip with the stars. So you ready to go with that? Okay. All right, here we are with Ryan Garbutt, our first installment of the Ryan Garbutt Show. We just signed the agreement today, and you get the team started with a goal. I guess we're good luck.
Yeah, great luck. Just happy to get the boys going out there. It's a good start for us. I mean, we worked hard in the first period, and happy to come out of the first with the lead, and then we just played strong the rest of the way.
Couldn't have picked a cooler place for your first goal, huh?
No, definitely not. I mean, unbelievable history in this barn here, and it was just fun to be out there playing with the guys.
How did you go about picking this place to score your first goal?
Didn't really have a choice, I guess. Thought I was pretty close in the first couple of games there, and it was nice to get a goal up in Canada here.
I heard your dad flew in for this. That's pretty special, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome. Got to talk to him before the game, and he was just happy to be here. And looking forward to talking to him after.
Did you put him in first class?
No, I'm pretty sure he just flew coach. I mean, just a 2.5-hour flight for him, and he's used to flying, so.
And did you have a follow-up to the coach question?
Yeah. Tell us more about it.
About the flight?
Yeah, do you know anything about it? Have you had a chance to talk with him or text with him about it?
No, not yet. Talked to him about it after now. I guess I got something to talk about with him. But
what about email with him or Skype or any sort of communication like that?
Yeah, Skype, FaceTime, all that stuff. He's with the whole family.
Mm-hmm. So we're about to go on our first team charter flight after a game. So is it going to be crazy wild since you guys won?
I don't expect to be too crazy up there. We got a game in 2 days in Chicago, but I'm sure the boys will be happy up there, and definitely is a lot sweeter after a win.
Because Gordo here is going to drink a lot.
Oh, yeah. Fire it up.
I'm kind of looking forward to the shirtless chicken fights I've heard so much about.
I haven't been here long enough for that, but I don't know what goes on with the coaches at the front of the plane, but at the back it's been a little more tame.
Yeah, we saw Nieuwendyk. He was already shirtless and celebrating over there.
Yeah, I'm sure Nieuwe was having fun. I've heard he used to have fun back in the day and still has fun with the boys.
Are you good with doing a daily show with us? Is that okay every day?
Or does it feel like we've already run out of stuff with you?
Sure. I'll do anything, and I'll get my followers up on Twitter here. So.
How many do you have right now?
It's around 400.
What's your Twitter name?
Garbs24.
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 Okay, we'll try to get that up for you. I think we can get you up over 2,000 pretty quickly.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, do you tweet vulgar stuff, or what do you tweet?
I might have to start tweeting vulgar stuff, but get more followers. But I usually just use it to follow sports and stuff, but I check it more than I tweet.
George had a question.
Yeah, did you take a lot of grief with your name growing up?
No, not really.
I think I was just thinking like Ryan's Hope, you know, Ryan's Song, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I got chirped a little for Garbutt, but...
Wait, well, your last name is Garbutt? Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't even talking about that.
What's your follow-up, George?
I didn't have one.
All right, why don't we wrap up the first ever Ryan Garbutt Show? What do you think?
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. It was fun.
Good luck with your Twitter.
Thanks.
There will never be another one.
No, that's the one and only Ryan Garbutt Show.
Don't applaud that.
We had almost no chemistry whatsoever with him. And I don't think he enjoyed it.
No.
Although maybe if we do push his Twitter followers up, that's Garbs24.
Yes.
Garbs24, so follow him, and then maybe he'll be encouraged to visit with us more if he knows he's getting something out of it.
Yeah, they said he earned some playing time just... He's a young player, and by the way, he's been practicing, and they gave him an opportunity last night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's Jeremy Lin-like.
Maybe.
Guy out of nowhere.
He's not Asian enough.
True.
I don't think you have to be Asian.
Well, I think that subtracting that from the Jeremy Lin story makes it less interesting.
Not to me. I just see him as a basketball player.
Obviously.
Who is the Asian sensation in the NHL? I don't believe there is one.
I always pay for that at the end of massages, the Asian sensation.
626 here on Sports Radio.